Proclamation number 3978 of 16th of February, 1947. State of perfection, fullness of light and power. In the state of perfection there is no lack of strength and light, i.e., every deed can be carried out and every knowledge is inherent in the being, thus it is neither limited in its power nor in its wisdom. And this means an activity according to God's will, because wisdom cannot acknowledge anything else than God's will and therefore uses the power according to its purpose. The abundance of strength and light is therefore the aim to strive for in eternity. Power and light emanate from God, and fullness of power and light means closest unity with God, thus a God-like state, an alignment with His nature, which is love in itself. And thus what is perfect must also carry deepest love within itself. Love must first have shaped the being for the reception of light and strength. The being can only possess divine power and profound knowledge in the state of love. And thus it follows that you humans cannot be introduced to the ultimate knowledge as long as you have not completely become love, that you will therefore never penetrate everything on earth which seems worth knowing to you, even though this is within the realm of possibility, which presupposes an extremely intimate connection with God and complete absorption in His will. But as long as the human being stays on earth, the earth still keeps him bound, and God also takes this state into account in His love, always providing the human being with strength and light as is physically and spiritually advantageous for him. For before a being is not perfect, it would misuse light and strength as well as these exceed its degree of maturity. The human being would not know what to do with knowledge which surpasses his degree of maturity or would not use it in accordance with God's will, and thus it would not make him blissfully happy either. Instead it would confuse his thoughts, but on the other hand he will receive clarification about which he desires clarification, for his desire for it is decisive as to whether God provides him with clarification through his spirit. And his desire will always correspond to his activity of love and willingness. Yet there is also knowledge which reveals things still completely hidden from the human being. There is wisdom which reveals God's greatness and glory, and which is reserved for the host of blessed spirits who dwell in God's presence. There is knowledge which is infinitely delightful and towards which all that is full of light strives, which people's intellect on earth is incapable of grasping, knowledge which also requires an abundance of strength in order to be evaluated in accordance with God's will. And thus it requires an exceedingly high degree of maturity which you humans can hardly reach on earth. And thus your knowledge on earth depends on your soul's maturity, and you must constantly strive to increase it in order to increase the influx of light and strength, and you must know that you yourselves determine the knowledge which is offered to you. That there are certainly no limits from God, but you yourselves set the limit which is your soul's measure of perfection. Strive to become perfect and ever new areas will be opened up to you, yet always in accordance with your earthly capacity, which you can constantly increase by shaping yourselves into love, for love is the first prerequisite for receiving light and strength in all fullness. Amen.